Yama Bullum, a father from the Nigerian town of Chibok, is experiencing a renewed sense of loss a decade after his daughter was abducted by Boko Haram militants. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. His daughter, Jinkai Yama, was one of the 276 girls kidnapped from their school on April 14, 2014. While 57 girls managed to escape shortly after the abduction, and 108 were rescued or released between 2016 and 2018, 91 girls, including Ms. Yama, remained missing. However, over the past 2 years, 20 of the Chibok girls have been rescued from Boko Haram hideouts in Sambisa Forest, the stronghold of the insurgency. Despite their rescue, Mr. Bullum was shocked to learn that his daughter, along with other freed women, had chosen to remain married to their former captors. These couples now reside in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State, with housing provided by the state governor. Expressing his dissatisfaction, Mr. Bullum criticized Governor Babagana Omaru Zulum for facilitating the marriages and accused him of disregarding the trauma endured by the rescued women and their families. The issue has stirred controversy, with many Chibok parents questioning the Nigerian government's support for marriages between their rescued daughters and the men who abducted them. They view these marriages as a form of appeasement towards the former militants and express concerns about the religious conversion of their daughters during captivity. Governor Zulum defended the government's approach, emphasizing the importance of preventing the women from returning to Boko Haram. He cited the women's insistence on being reunited with their husbands as a factor in the decision to support their marriages. The situation highlights the complexities surrounding the reintegration of former captives and the challenges faced by both the government and the families involved. While efforts are made to ensure the safety and well-being of the rescued women, questions remain about the long-term implications of their decisions and the broader impact on the ongoing conflict in the region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.